skip about intro stuff. The chickens are coming home to roost, folks. I want to cover some stories today to illustrate exactly what we have been telling people for a long time now. That the bailout of the banks is going to be hung on the taxpayers just as, oh, that's right, the savings and loan debacle, as they like to refer to it as, happened back in the 90s. Things are happening in the banks of England, and guess who is on the hook for Northern Rock? The very same people that are using that bank, that have paid their interest, their usury fees, they're now on the hook for bailing them out. And that is the taxpayers, to the tune of $60 billion so far. I thought the Bank of England was going to come in and, well, just secure things for the folks, fine folks at Northern Rock. What they're afraid of, folks, in England as well as the United States, I talked about this earlier on cash flow, is what they're deathly afraid of and what will expose the banks and bring them down practically overnight is people to lose that faith in the government and the credit and to start walking up to the banks and demanding their deposits back. If that happens here in the United States, folks, probably I'll give it a minimal of 24 hours, probably within 48 hours, you'll see the domino effect with the banks in this country collapsing. By the way, there are people that are suggesting that it's time now to move to the Omero. The time to do is now because, well, the exchange rates between the U.S. dollar and the loonie, oh, they're just out of control. And isn't it time to bring in something similar to the European Union, the euro? All of what we have been saying, folks, all this time is all coming to pass before your very eyes. Not bad for a bunch of loony conspiracy theorists, disenfranchised, people that have been left out of mainstream, the disaffected. All of these adjectives that have been laying on the people just out there trying to tell the truth, it is all coming to roost. So I don't see in the future here, as our conspiracy theories prove to be 100% correct and accurate, I look for them to drop the conspiracy theorist tab and move on to something else. I don't know what else I don't know what wiggle room they have left. In my estimation, they have absolutely none. See, we don't have to base anything. We don't have to sensationalize. We don't have to make stuff up, folks. The only thing we have to do is report on their grand plans and their agendas. Continue to put the pieces of the puzzle in that little frame, and we are painting an accurate and very clear picture. I'll get into some of this news right after this break. It is an open phone Friday, 800-313-9443, directly after the break. I want to get into, Bank of England is now telling the people over there, well, there might be a credit crunch, as if they didn't know. And also get into the Northern Rock deal as well.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I'd like to welcome Crestview, Florida on board. We appreciate you guys. You run Republic Broadcasting programming from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. in the morning, so we appreciate that very much. Now, into the information. I was watching the stock markets this morning, folks. Oh, it started up strong. Started out at 13,300 and something. And then I watched it go up a couple of hundred points today, and I watched the market fall exactly flat today. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your plunge protection team. They don't want a Friday that we're into the negative here. It did finish a few points up across the board. But if you noticed what has happened with gold, hit 790. Oh, oil is down to 90, I think it was $91. I think it finished out at $91 today. And what was really fascinating is yesterday we were, of course, surprised at the situation that, pipelines were blowing up in Canada. Now, folks, think about this. Now, they're saying on one hand that the reason why oil is coming down in price because they fear recession. No, they don't fear recession. They fear a profit loss off of their oil cartel because they know where the world's economy is going. They know where the demand is going to go. The demand is not going to increase. It's going to decrease. So how do we keep money flowing into our coffers? We keep the price artificially high. Now, you notice they prefaced a bunch of this stuff to see how much the public was gullible on certain issues. We tried the peak oil ruse. That didn't work. We tried several different things. Remember when they used to give the excuse that, there are oil rigs in the Gulf are being threatened by hurricanes. They haven't been damaged. They haven't been blown down. They're still operating, but they're being threatened. All of a sudden, oil prices go up. This is a feel-good scenario, ladies and gentlemen, because they know exactly where the price of crude is going to go, predicting anywhere from $130 to $150 a barrel. Some are saying maybe by the time this fiasco is all over, we'll be looking at oil at $200 a barrel. And again, to calm the fears out there, not to send the beacon, the signal to the ships at sea before they run onto the rocks, the beacon that they're flashing right now to the public at large is that everything is going to be okay. Therefore, your precious commodities, gold, silver, oil, oh, just look, see, the prices are coming down. There's nothing to panic. Folks, that beacon of which I speak of, this is what people are watching for, and they know it. When gold starts to hit 850, 900, 1,000, 11, 12, 1,300 dollars an ounce in the near future, that is going to spell disaster for economies, because that's that beacon that's being sent out. People are jumping off of this self-created matrix that is now falling apart, and people will always go to precious metals for safety. Not necessarily investment. See, a lot of people don't buy gold and silver for investments. They don't have millions or billions of dollars in which to play with. Most people are buying gold and silver as a hedge against what they see is coming. And even, folks, if you're buying gold today at 800 bucks an ounce, just charting the inflation figures or the devaluation of the dollar, gold should be selling well over $2,000 an ounce right now. So they're going to continue to try to keep that signal from being sent to the ships in distress at sea. They're going to keep doing this until they can't do it any longer. Well, it's not going to hold up. The ruse that they're trying to sit on, they're literally, and I'm joking you not here, they're literally sitting on a powder keg. They're trying to hold the lid on this powder keg, and the fuse has already been lit. In England, the Bank of England chief is saying that, well, there may, and they use the term, may be worse to come in the credit crunch gripping financial markets, putting borrowers and businesses at risk of a clampdown on lending. The governor of the Bank of England has warned. Thank you, governor. I think we already know. And so do your people in England know, because they're now being put on the hook as taxpayers to bail out your fraudulent banks in England. Mervyn King told Treasury Select Committee MPs that there was a big risk that the squeeze seen in the wholesale money markets could tighten further as nervous banks become increasingly reluctant to lend to each other. And again, let me clarify lending to each other point here. The reason they cannot loan to each other, because they don't know how bad the next bank is. The one being asked to loan the money is in bad shape. The one requesting the loan, they're not sure how bad a shape that they're in. So when you have the thieves starting to distrust each other, we've always said, folks, over the years, they always eat their young. Now, he said that the sheer uncertainty and fear of what lies ahead among U.S. banks in particular is driving wholesale interest rates back up to levels seen at the height of the summer credit crisis. Appearing before the cross-party group of MPs in the Commons yesterday, Mr. King cautioned that a white retail and corporate borrowers, I'm sorry, that's while, not white retail and corporate borrowers, while retail and corporate borrowers had yet to feel the pinch from the collapse in the credit market, it was only a matter of time before the turmoil spread to the wider economy. He said, it's the concern about what might lie ahead that is impacting the banking system. It's the sheer uncertainty out there which is driving the risk, that there might be a further substantial credit squeeze. He added, in terms of borrowers, we haven't seen a major impact, but we would expect to see some impact both on mortgage borrowing and corporate borrowing. Again, this is an absolute lie and an outright fallacy, because they already know, because the banks aren't loaning anything out to anybody. I don't care if you've got a AAA credit rating, you're going to be raked over the coals. Has anybody tried to apply for a mortgage lately? Have you been, how should I put this? Have you been naive enough to think that you can go take an equity credit line out on your house? Hey, have you tried doing that? And the problems are surfacing in England in somewhat a similar manner. That's what it's happening here in the United States, except for one reason. The difference is here that in England we had Northern Rock right on the verge of failure. Here we've had the bad news about banks and their profits are down, but nobody has yet leaked that, wait a minute, some banks in this country may in fact fail. They have stayed away from the word bank failure. I'm telling you, folks, they will not use that term because, as I stated earlier, if people decide that the banks are unstable enough that they want to get down there and they want to withdraw their money, they want to get it out of the banks because they don't know if that bank's going to be open. If they went down there to Friday to make a deposit or withdraw or whatever, they're not sure. Saturday come Sunday morning, they got a little time to think of it, maybe Monday morning, that bank will be padlocked. This is the great concern, because what that will do, and then again, let me point back to 1999 with Y2K. Okay, that was a computer programmer issue, wasn't it? No, what was underlying that is they were afraid that people were going to go to the banks and withdraw their money. Now, they told you stories that, oh, yes, well, we've got extra cash just in case people want to come in and take a little money out. They were discouraging from doing that. Everything from the government, from the banks, from PR groups that they hired, everybody was saying, oh, no, 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 there's not going to be a problem. Well, early in 1999, the problem had been fixed. Probably some banks maybe as late as early March, but by most certainly by February, the majority of banks in this country had updated their computer systems, their mainframes, all the periphery, all the support stuff. They were good to go in February of 99. So when that clock ticked over on December 31st of 1999, there was not going to be a problem. What the fear was the people are going to lose the faith and the credit of the banks. That was the fear. Now, let me continue with this, because this story and the next one ties in pretty closely. And again, let me reiterate the bold-faced lie here. In terms of borrowers, we haven't yet seen a major impact. That's a lie. His warning comes as house prices have seen their biggest monthly fall in 12 years. Amid reports that property values could be poised to drop as much as 30%, the Nationwide Building Society said the average price last month fell by around £2,000 or 0.8%. Compared to October, it now stands at £184,000. Now, the fall lowered the annual rate of increase from 9.7% to 6.9% and sounded alarm bells for the future of the market. Now, it followed a report from the HSBC that the UK house prices are overvalued by around 30%. That would suggest average prices could fall by more than $55,000 based on the nationwide's measure of property values. Now, let me stop here, because people are now finding themselves in homes that are not worth what they originally financed or mortgaged. See, the correction on the house does well for the bankers, does it not? But not for the person that signed that mortgage or that contract. They signed their John Hancock on the dotted line here for the terms and conditions, but they didn't count on a 30% drop in their property value. Slight correction? I think not. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
According to this article, it followed a report from the HSBC that UK house prices are overvalued by around 30%. That would suggest average prices could fall by more than £55,000 based on the nationwide's measure of property values. The details heap pressure on the governor of the Bank of England, Mervyn King, and the Monetary Policy Committee to cut interest rates at next week's meetings. Now, again, this is, and what they're saying here in the U.S. on these financial shows, that any Fed rate cuts are not going to be beneficial and not going to show up until well into next year. All right. Now, the bank's own figures published yesterday show the slowdown is likely to persist. It said mortgage approvals for house purchases fell by a third to 88,000 in October, the lowest since February of 2005, and well below expectations. Let me give you a clue here, folks. Anybody has any positive expectations on the financial conditions going into next year is being paid, or they have vested interest in not telling you the truth. All right. Another factor in the housing slump is the government's decision to require a home information pack on all property sales. Chief European economist of Bear Stearns, David Brown, said the UK housing market is being buffeted by more dire news. Confidence is falling very sharply and is unlikely to improve in the near term. The UK housing market is heading to much leaner times. Leaner? The average price over there, you lose over $100,000 in value. And that's leaner times. And again, folks, okay, you inked the deal. Say that you inked the deal on a house that was worth $250,000. Okay, you lost $100,000 in equity on the thing. You're still on the hook for $250,000, but now your property's worth $150,000. Do you think that that equates to leaner times? Well, there's your answer. Now, most mortgage holders are paying more than 100 pounds extra each month, while many potential buyers have been priced out of the market. Some 1.4 million homes are due to come off fixed-rate mortgages in the next 12 months. When they do, they face an average increase of repayments of up to 140 pounds a month, which many will find difficult to cope with. As a result, the Council on Mortgage Lenders is predicting 30,000 home repossessions this year and 45,000 next year. Some analysts warn the figure will hit 70,000 in 2008. Separately, banks have withdrawn their lending rules to make much tougher line on which consumers they will accept. They are also limiting the size of the loans on offers. Now, the Nationwide's chief economist, a woman by the name of Early, said the 0.8% monthly fall is the first since February 2006 and the largest monthly fall since June of 1995, better than 12 years ago. November's data confirms that the housing market is indeed cooling. Poor affordability, weaker house prices, house price growth expectations are much lower, and the effect of the interest rates increase have all affected demand. Now, we are already expect economic conditions to be more difficult next year, but we do not expect a recession. Again, a blatant lie. Folks, England has been in a recession, as well as the United States, for better than a year and a half. Okay? They're lying through their teeth. The Nationwide believes the housing market will be saved by cuts in interest rates and the fact there is a shortage of homes, partly caused by HIPS, whatever that is, which will become compulsory for all homes in a fortnight. Ms. Early said the scheme is likely to reduce the numbers of speculative sellers, which could limit supply and lengthening the search process. And again, lengthening the search process for what? To find an affordable house that you may have a AAA credit rating, but you're dealing with a bank that doesn't want to loan you the money? Because they don't know how badly their books are cooked. This is the essence of what is going on here. Now, if that's not bad enough, and we had warned people about this, watch where they're going to try to get the money to bail these banks out for their greed. First of all, what a system they have that they create money out of absolutely nothing, turn around and loan it to you at interest. The very system that they're loaning you the money through has got a very bad fault to it, is that it keeps dropping in value. The more that the money that they put in circulation, the further the currency value drops. Hence, look at the United States, dollar's worth about 2 cents. And we warned people about this. Now, here you are dealing with a bank, and then they turn around and tell you that, I'm sorry, we're not making loans this week. You know, there has been a shakeup in the banks, and we're going through all our books, and we're making sure that we're on stable and solid ground. You'll get a myriad of explanations and excuses from these banks. In reality, they don't know where they're at. This thing all came crashing down on their heads. And they don't know what to do. Now, here's the very same people that created this fiat system, but they don't know what to do now. Well, one thing that they figure out how to do is put the taxpayers on the hook in England to make good on Northern Rock, which shouldn't have been in business in the first place. Now, I'll get into that story after the break, and we'll take your calls today, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Before I get into this next story about Northern Rock and what we warned people about, the taxpayers being on the hook for... I mean, imagine this, folks. Think about this for a second. Say Walmart, Wally World here in this country. They get into some bad trouble. And all of a sudden, there's a scheme that's cooked up to have taxpayers bail out that private corporation. Would you go for that? I don't think so. Any corporation, General Motors, I don't care what it is. Would you sit still for somebody coming up and saying, well, you know, for the health and vitality, this is a national security issue, or whatever they want to paint this as. And then you discover that, well, you're on the hook, and there's going to be an increase in taxes because we're going to have to bail this corporation out. You know, it's in your best interest to do so. This is exactly what is going on in England and is going to happen here in the United States. Is the regular taxpayers out there, the people who have been sucked into this maelstrom to begin with, after paying all these usury fees for the pleasure of their service, when they do their bad deals, when they get a little bit too greedy, they're upside down, popped inside out, that they run to the taxpayers to bail them out. Let's go back to the phone, or let's go to the phones here. Rob Bishop. Hello, Rob.
Hey, John. What's going on? Have you heard about this bomber at the Hillary Clinton campaign office up in New Hampshire?
Yeah, I've got the story sitting in front of me. I wasn't going to get around to it later, but since you brought it up, Rob, what's the deal?
But did you see the update? It was updated about 10 minutes ago. Let's read you a quote from one of the witnesses, and this is on the BostonChannel.com, WCVB in Boston. Quote, "I don't personally know him, but I'm told he has mental illnesses," witness Cody Bennett said. "Some sort of conspiracy theories he has been ranting about." And above it says, a friend of the family said that the man thought there was a government conspiracy and that government officials were coming after him. John, this is by the numbers, this is the provocation we were talking about. We were worried about a false flag, Timothy McVeigh. This looks like it could be it. At first, I thought it was just some random nutball that, you know, hey, to Hillary Clinton, hey, you know, don't we all? But the more that's coming out, this looks like, I mean, it might be just some random nutball that seems to espouse some of the anti-NWO views, but it's going to be spun no matter what, as this is why we need S-1959 to pass, because we have to shut these people down. This is very bad. Very bad.
I understand. By the way, to the listeners out there, I have Ted Pike coming up Monday. Senate version, 1959, as you mentioned, Rob, will more than likely be voted on next week. So isn't it ironic on this Friday we have some guy that goes into Hillary Clinton's quarters, headquarters, and threatens to blow people up?
Mm. Now, he didn't have a Ron Paul 2008 T-shirt on. I'm sure it's going to come out that he gave money to the campaign or supports the campaign. They're going to try to smear Dr. Paul, just like they did with the prostitutes for Ron Paul thing that they've been trying to push. It hasn't gone anywhere.
Well, and the only thing I could see, Rob, that is going to backfire is if they give any details. Now, we're assuming here that this is just a random act and this hasn't been set up. I wouldn't put it past him. I mean, look what Hillary Clinton did with the Republican debates, planning the the general. The homosexual general in there, when he was actually on a steering committee for Hillary Clinton. If we go by this, that this is just a random act of nuttiness, that would be one thing. But it'd be totally another if this was a staged event.
I'll tell you what, John, in my experience and my research, this has all the hallmarks of a Sirhan-style staged event. Especially if this guy doesn't actually get whacked as he's coming out of the door. If it's a sniper bolt between his eyes, you'll know it's pretty much co-opted.
Rob, he doesn't sound to be that unbalanced because, according to my information, he's already let some people go. I guess a mother and a child he let go. So evidently this guy is not over the high side, and he is showing signs of being reasonable. So evidently this is somebody with a severe chemical imbalance or whatever.
Well, in any event, I think, we've talked about this many times, that when tyranny comes to the United States, it has a stopover in Europe. And for, 10 years now, if not more, you can actually go to prison, some people have, for speaking out against the official story of the Holocaust and the official numbers. Mm-hmm. Even if you say it's less than 6 million and then, you go against whatever official story that they put out, you're going to prison. We might be seeing it coming down the pike here, not just with S-1959 and so on. This might be the event that sparks the outcry where you're going to go to prison for talking out about 9/11 conspiracy theories or saying that the Federal Reserve is no good for this country, that it's run by private bankers from England. I mean, anything like that. This is, to me, and maybe I'm overestimating it at this point, John. I'm sure we're going to find out as details come out. But, you know, I'm very, very concerned about this right now. Very concerned. I think this is going to blow up very big.
Well, and as I started to say earlier, Rob, that this, in fact, could backfire on them if it is one of their own Manchurian candidates that are in there, that if they start quoting this guy of what his wild conspiracy theories are. Now, they've already tested the waters with the 9/11 issue. They've pretty much done everything that they can do with that. Now they're dumbing up, and they're not really saying anything about it. It's a bad mistake to try to come out publicly and to defend a lie, because most of the facts, the known facts about September 11, 2001, have been out there floating around in the public now for better than 5 years. So if they were to use anything else about banking or taxes or anything else, this could very well blow up in their face because millions of Americans have found out the fraud that's been perpetrated on them. So that doesn't serve their purposes. If a victim of this system gets really ticked off, straps on an explosive device, or we don't even know if that's what he really had on, but goes into a political office. Now, why pick on the Democrats? Why pick on Hillary Clinton? I mean, they evacuated Osama Yeah, I almost said Osama bin Laden.
Obama, Osama, yeah.
Yeah, Obama. And yeah. What's the other character, the guy with the $800 haircuts? Mr.
Oh, John Edwards.
John
right.
Edwards, yeah.
Right.
And they were blocks away. So just to be safe here, you know, now the politicos are being threatened by lone nuts out there. So, maybe we better do a yes vote in the Senate. Now, we saw how H.R. 1955 breezed, I mean absolutely breezed through the Congress.
Right, 404-6, I believe, was the tally.
Yeah, that's, yep. And now we're only dealing with, 100 senators?
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a vote that is going to move rather quickly. And this very well could be the justification for passing this. After all, we've got to know who these people are. You know, we're not accusing anybody of anything, but we just have to know who these people are because they might be being influenced unduly. And see, it's not really that person's fault. It's the person that's giving them the information.
Right. I mean, you could even see where they're going to be selling what bras. I know that they had Wood Vista, where much like in China, in fact, it's the same technology, where it actually goes through a database and it scans the page before it comes up. Okay, this has material talking about things that we don't want you to know about. Tyranny is already here, John. I'm amazed that, I'm just scanning through the mainstream media here, cable channels, and nobody's talking about it yet. So that, you know, I don't know if they're writing the story up yet or what's going on, but nobody's talking about this yet. And even if this is just what it appears to be and just some nutball with a bomber, a fake bomb going into a presidential candidate right now, the leading presidential candidate's office, you think that would be breaking news.
Yeah.
And it's nowhere to be found. So
what I find interesting, though, is why Hillary Clinton? Why a Democrat? Because anybody that's informed would realize, Rob, that it doesn't make any difference if they're a socialist or a Democrat with communist bent to them, or they're a Republican, a neocon. It seems on the surface to make no sense. And most of the conspiracy theorists I know out there, they know what's going on. And they know that, doing stuff like this. I was thinking about this today, Rob, when I heard this story. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I hope that this is, this doesn't become a fad or fashionable. Because I'm looking forward to the day when we get our government back, when we get our courts back, that we can call a spade, we can call a treasonous person guilty of treason and then try him for it. It is going to be much better for us all in this country when we can start dragging these people into the light of day, into a court of real law, and start jailing these people.
And you really look at it, the facts are already there. We could take these people down in a heartbeat if we can get a real jury, a real judge that's not bought off. And, you know, it's so corrupted right now that there really isn't that chance to go after them on legitimate footing.
That's right.
That's the problem. They've circumvented all three branches of government at this point.
Oh, by the way, my engineer just tapped me on the shoulder here. Your new show.
Yep, Sunday night for Terry Anderson. Very, very excited about that.
And that starts at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. Central Time?
Yep.
All right.
2 hours of, between myself and Terry Anderson, 2 hours of, let's just say, high-octane talk radio.
All right. Well, Rob.
And as always, it seems no matter what I do, we always cause controversy. So I hope you tune in. It's going to be a good show. And thanks again. Like I said, just keep an eye on this story. It's probably already up on the RBN website. It's been very updated lately, and the news has been fantastic. So I'm assuming it's already up there.
All right.
But keep an eye out on this.
Okay, Rob. Appreciate it.
Take it easy.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Before I forget this, and before it gets later in the day here, truth seekers, because we care, comfort in knowing. Truth is lasting, lies are changing. Tonight at the China Emperor at Four Square and William Cannon and South Congress, little mall there, folks. They sit right back in the corner of that mall. Tonight, Friday, November 16th, the Primer DVD, Last Man Out by William Rodriguez, the 9/11 hero, has a compilation of updated looks at the dreaded events and the testimony of others as related to the actions. The first key masters, great. This Last Man Out is a home run for the truth movement. All right, so there you go. tonight at 7 to 10 p.m. at the China Emperor at William Cannon and South Congress. All right. Let me move on to the story about Northern Rock. And again, I'll remind people, we have been telling them that this is exactly what they're going to be doing. The crisis surrounding Northern Rock intensified last night when it emerged that the amount lent by the taxpayers to the bank had soared to almost $60 billion, $30 billion in pounds, if you want to look at that way. Opposition MPs called for the government to seriously considering to nationalizing the beleaguered bank to put the brake on the government's loan and limit potential losses to the exchequer should it collapse. A private sector rescue for the bank has also run into trouble as angry shareholders attempted to block an offer from Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Group to buy the company for what they believe would be a knockdown price. We are desperate territory here, as the amount of money being loaned to Northern Rock is increasing rather than decreasing, said Vince Cable, acting leader of the Liberal Democrats. With a total now close to $60 billion, the taxpayers cannot be expected to continue to dole out just vast sums of money on a weekly basis, especially as much of it appears to be unsecured and may end up going down a plug hole. The government must seriously look at nationalizing the bank and ensuring the taxpayers' money is secured. Now, this makes me laugh because they're dealing with an insecure money to begin with. Taking the bank into public ownership, if only for a short period, would allow the government to regain control of a situation that was spinning out of control. Now, folks, they're acting as if this was a surprise to them. You know, in this country, the Federal Reserve has never been audited. And if we want the clear definition of corporatism or fascism, it is the government getting in bed with a private corporation known as the banks. The reason we are in this financial trouble today is simply because we are dealing not with real money, with a fiat currency system. This cannot happen if you have an honest money supply. Folks, a dollar 100 years ago would be worth the same today as it would next year, next 100 years. A sound currency is something you can bank on. Not this stuff. And they cannot tell anybody that they did not see this coming. They were in this thing the whole way. Repackaging, selling off debt, $500 trillion alone in derivatives. We do not even know the number of the bad mortgages that they have and the total amount. But again, let me ask the question here. Am I, as a taxpayer, am I expected to bail out General Motors because they had their head in a dark, dank place while their competition overseas was building cars people wanted to buy? You know, I made this observation before. You know, I'd made a statement on the air, you know, in this country, while, you know, stock car races were really big. Remember those? The Fords and the Chevys and whatever. Chryslers, Dodge. They'd get them out there and they'd run them around an oval track, hoping that the tires would hang on. But they were going for horsepower, and hopefully the brakes didn't heat up too much and they could slow their sleds down. But there we would go in an oval track around and around and around and around. Well, it was good for oil sponsors and Sunoco and gasoline sponsorship and all that other stuff. But what quality of car was being delivered to the public? Well, we were told it's basically the same thing that's on those tracks out there running around in little circles. What were the Japanese doing? They weren't going into the sled racing around an oval. They were out there in Formula One, testing power plants, brake systems, suspensions. I mean, any of these cars that you see coming in from Japan right now, they have got sophisticated suspension systems, and I'm here to tell you that it's head over heels at anything that Detroit is putting out. So my point is, because we have short-sighted people that for whatever reason, they don't want to bring the highest quality product that their manufacturing outfit can bring to market, that they get in some trouble here, and we're expected to believe that the taxpayer's on the hook for bailing them out for their short-sightedness, their sloppy business practices, their disdain almost for the consumer out there. What if somebody knocked on my door and says, hey, we're passing the hat for General Motors, I'd tell them to take a hike. Would you not? But the way this is being engineered, and watch this happening in this country, I'll continue with the story on the other side of the break. But we in this country are going to be expected to start bailing out these banks. Kind of the opposite effect of, they're afraid of runs on the bank. Oh, well, to prevent it and to solidify the banking structure, you know, we've got to take some money out of your pocket to do it. You've already done that and screwed it all up. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
I didn't know that. I didn't know there was actually words to that. I just thought it was bumper music. At any rate, taking the bank into public ownership, talking about Northern Rock, is only for a short period, would allow the government to regain control of a situation that was spinning out of control. And as I said prior to the break, like they didn't know. Estimates of Northern Rock's borrowing follow the publication of Bank of England data showing other borrowings from its funds. In the past week, loans drawn from the fund have reached £29.8 billion, a £2.7 billion rise in the last week's figures. It is understood that Northern Rock accounts for the most, but not all of the loans, with the remainder taken up by the lending to other central banks. However, it is believed Northern Rock was forced to borrow money after a further exodus of savers in the last fortnight. The bank has already lost around $11 billion of savings to rival institutions since it was rescued by the Bank of England in mid-September. Now, you remember initially on these reports about Northern Rock, they were telling people, hey, we've got billions in reserves. Nobody panic here. Really? If they had billions in reserves, then why did they have to go to the Bank of England? And the people over there withdrawing their funds doesn't necessarily make a bank collapse. It does if the majority of the people show up at the bank over there and say, hey, I want to take my money out because I'm not sure you guys are going to be around next week. Now, with a sound money system, that could damage a bank and their future prospects of staying in business. But the one sure telltale sign of this is when the depositors show up at the bank, want to take their money out because they're not sure of the bank's footing, and then the bank collapses. That exposes the fractionalized reserve banking. They don't have the cash on hand. They just don't have the money because they've been creating it out of thin air. It's all been floated out there into the public. Now, each pound of savings must be replaced with cash from other sources, such as loans, in order to satisfy banking regulations. That is almost a laugh. The way they've set this thing up, folks, as I said before, is fractionalized reserve banking. I went through the figures one day. You know, you deposit $100 into a bank. The bank turns around and loans out $900 against that $1,000 or that $100 deposit. Well, where did the $900 come from? Well, they have been allowed through banking regulations to do exactly that. Now, I'm a little mystified here as to the in order to satisfy banking regulations. In documents sent to the potential bidders, the bank said that they would need to refund about $25 billion to the Bank of England if they completed a takeover by January. It appears that Northern Rock had already breached that limit yesterday and was heading for near £35 billion by the time a takeover goes through. Now, keep in mind that they said they had at least $34 billion, if memory serves, they had $34 billion in cash reserves. So why is the bank in trouble? Why do they have to borrow from the Bank of England? Why are they putting the taxpayers on the hook for this if they had plenty of cash reserves and there was nothing to worry about? It's starting to unravel for them, folks, unfortunately. And here's the bad part. If General Motors folds, you have employees out of work, stockholders, their stock isn't worth anything, associated suppliers and businesses hooked to that car business suffer, but it doesn't crash an entire economy. Ah, but if you're dealing with a corporation that can literally controls your economy and it goes sour, guess what happens? Hour two coming up, 800-313-9443. There's open phones, folks. It's kind of boring, and I feel all so alone here on this Friday afternoon. We'll take the break. Be back in about 2 minutes.